Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. There'll be something relatively new for Illinois voters in the fall. For the first time in two decades, more Republicans than Democrats are running for the legislature this year. We get the explanation from WBBM's Dave Berner.
According to the Illinois Policy Institute, 82 Illinois House of Representative races will have both a Republican and a Democratic candidate on the November ballot. During the last 20 years, nearly half of the state's 118 House races were uncontested. This means over 75,000 more voters are expected to turn out at the polls. The vote total is expected to reach nearly 4.5 million. The Institute says a total of 152 Republicans are running for the Illinois General Assembly, 107 in the House, 45 in the Senate, 135 Democratic candidates are running, 91 in the House, 44 in the state Senate. Dave Berner, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago rapper is recovering after a mishap during his performance at Lollapalooza this weekend.
Lil Durk posted to social media a picture of himself with gauze covering his eye and a message to fans that due to what he called the incident at Lolla, he's going to take a break and focus on his health. The Inglewood native, whose real name is Durk Banks, was on stage Saturday afternoon when he walked into a pyrotechnic that prompted others to briefly halt the show that was broadcast on Hulu. The 29-year-old stopped singing and wiped his face with his T-shirt. He says he finished the performance for his fans. It's not clear if this will affect his next concert, scheduled for August 13th in Boston. Nancy Hardy, 105.9 WBBM.
As Lollapalooza was wrapping up its four-day run in Grant Park yesterday, Mayor Lightfoot had good news for the crowd. She announced a contract agreement has been reached to keep it in Chicago for at least 10 more years. In addition, there's an option for an additional 5 years after that. Lollapalooza has now been in Chicago for 17 years. The mayor says the financial impact of the new agreement on the city's economy could be nearly $4 billion.
The ACLU of Illinois is weighing in on the latest controversy involving a Lake in the Hills bakery and cafe. WBBM's Andy Dane explains.
A day after Karina Sack, owner of Uprising Bakery and Cafe, announced all weekend events were being canceled, the ACLU of Illinois has released a statement calling village officials' behavior unconstitutional. The news came after Sack received a letter from Lake in the Hills leaders threatening fines and other punishments if all upcoming events at the bakery were not canceled, just a week after the business was vandalized with hateful messages ahead of a drag show. The ACLU statement says they have sent a letter to Lake in the Hills demanding that their threats against the bakery stop immediately. That's the latest from Lake in the Hills.
A man's dead after gunshots were fired outside a Joliet business early yesterday.
Joliet police say that their officers heard gunfire and were then flagged down to respond to the parking lot of the Credit Click and Suites in the 1300 block of West Jefferson. There they found a 35-year-old man who had been shot several times. He was taken to a nearby hospital, but he later died. Joliet police are asking anyone with information to contact them or the Will County Crime Stoppers. Brandon Eisen, 105.9 WBBM.
It's almost time to go back to school, and that includes those behind bars.
The Northwestern Prison Education Program is now accepting applications for a new cohort of students for the new academic year. The Illinois Department of Corrections partners with Northwestern University and Oakton Community College to provide a liberal arts education to those in custody at Stateville Correctional Center. Northwestern is the only top 10 university in the country to confer its own bachelor's degrees to students in a prison education program. Applications are due by August 15th. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
A 25-year-old woman is hospitalized after being slashed with a knife during a robbery early this morning. Police say the woman was standing outside her parked car near Leland and Sheridan in the Uptown neighborhood when a male approached and asked if she needed help. He then allegedly pulled a knife and cut her on the abdomen and leg before running off with her purse. The woman reportedly in fair condition this morning.
A Cook County state's attorney has resigned, leaving heavy criticism of his boss behind.
There was some heavy criticism by Assistant State's Attorney James Murphy towards Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox in a letter announcing his resignation, slamming his now former boss for being more concerned with political narratives and agendas than with victims and prosecuting violent crime. Murphy wrote that he first started thinking about leaving the office early in 2021 with Fox's involvement in the passage of the Safety Act, a law that aims to reform the state's approach to criminal justice. Murphy described an understaffed office and turmoil in his email to coworkers, saying, "I cannot continue to work for an administration I no longer respect." Judson Richards, 105.9 WBBM.
It is still not known who bought the $1.3 billion winning Mega Millions lottery ticket at a Speedway gas station in Des Plaines. A Mega Millions spokeswoman says there are two options for the winner to choose.
You can either choose the annuity, and that's going to give you a payment over the next 30 years, or you can choose the cash option. It does take the prize amount down. The cash option for this jackpot is $780.5 million. Still an awful lot of money, either way you look at it.
Under Illinois lottery rules, the winner also has the option to remain anonymous.
The Illinois Democratic Party has a new leader. State Representative Lisa Hernandez has been chosen to succeed Congresswoman Robin Kelly as the party head. Kelly says the party has gone through a difficult period.
This past week has been a challenging one. Honestly, this past 16 months has been challenging in many ways. I know my vision for a new kind of DPI was shared by so many, and obviously I'm disappointed that I wasn't able to continue building the party we need in this state, especially when I had such little time to do the work.
Kelly was chosen as the state party leader 16 months ago after former chair Michael Madigan stepped down.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.